a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We could get bogged down in why you're feeling real silly right now, Log, but let's take that energy into this.
This is it. Guess the year.
Hey. All right, it is time for Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarines' favourite Tuesday-based game. We're playing it on a Wednesday. Come on, if you're going to keep laughing,
No, we ran out of time yesterday,
so we're going to play it today. Log, you need to focus because you are closing the gap. You're only one behind Tommy in the scoreboard for Guess the Year.
Oh, my God, I love it. Okay.
Explain the game, Tommy. Explain the game,
all right,
please.
We're gonna play little bits of songs, cast our minds back through the mist of time, try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard that song. That'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play. Is everyone ready to play?
We are, Tommy.
All right, you can play along at home, but if you're driving, 10 and 2, hands on the wheel, please don't write anything down. Just keep it up here. We trust you. Here we go. Question number one. Just another manic Monday.
Wish it was Sunday. Love me a bit of Bangles in the
Yeah. Do you want to hear my Bangles fun fact that I roll out every time?
Yeah.
When they first started, they called their band the Supersonic Bangs, and they went nowhere. And then they changed it to the Bangles, and all of a sudden they got picked up, and
really?
the rest is history.
Bangs.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's an actual true fact.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to make up some load of
garbage.
No. Yeah, great.
I sing that song in a Scottish accent, and it makes it way more fun.
Oh,
so
sounds
that's
fun.
My little.
All right.
Just another Moonic Monday.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that is fun.
Have you written the year down, though?
All right. 3, 2, 1.
1986.
I went too early. Okay, here we go.
The year was 1986.
Oh.
We got that.
Yes.
Cameron Lean, good on you. All right, here we go. Question number two. Let's guess the year on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I actually bought the single of this.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We are very different people, Cameron Ling. Yeah, so different.
I interviewed Taylor.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Long ago. It was very cool.
Yeah, you had a fun time with him, didn't
really
you?
He was really lovely.
Yeah, you just didn't talk about Jesus and everything was fine.
Let us pray.
All right. Has everybody written something down?
I'm ready to go.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
1996.
5, 6, 8. Here we go.
The year was 1997.
Oh, I'll take it. Thank you very much.
Tom, all right. Ling on one, Tom on one, me here.
Can I just say I'm glad to get a point? I feel like it's been a long time in either of the games that we play since I've got a point, let alone one. All right, here we go. Question number three.
Christina?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I've been good this morning.
The film clip with the beads.
Okay. This was around my birthday. I remember I had a sleepover for one of my birthdays. And as you do, you don't sleep. And then Rage starts playing.
Oh, yeah.
And then the top 10 happens.
Okay. Yeah. So that puts it at what age did you turn?
I don't know. I think I might have gone a little late.
That story was almost as cool as my Supersonic Bangs.
Yeah,
story.
Well, it's part of Guess the Year, isn't it? To cast your mind back.
Yeah, sometimes don't share it with us, though.
Oh.
All right, everybody written something down?
It's one point, and all of a sudden...
I'm back, baby.
Let's do it.
3, 2, 1.
1997.
79 and 2001. Here we go.
The year was 1999.
Yes! Cameron Ling.
That's a win for me.
Is that a win? Are we paying that? All right.
Why? Why wouldn't we pay?
Well, there's another question we could go to.
But he's 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
And you've got 1 point, and that's his set. It was a tiebreaker between you and him.
Oh, we didn't say tiebreaker beforehand. That's all.
You are trying to take points away
because
from me.
Because if I got the point, it would have been a 3-way tiebreaker.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
If you got the point, you would have won, right?
Right. Oh, cool. Okay.
Oh my God, you are the worst loser I've ever seen.
Why is that sore losing? I'm just checking.
Because we've played the games for 5 years and that's how it works every single week. And you're like, is that how it works?
Just checking, that's
just
fine.
Just a little insight into your soul.
Winner sound effect.
If you had gotten that point,
I would have said Lingy's got a chance to draw even with me on the last
question.
No,
you wouldn't.
Yes, I would have. That's how I thought it was going to go.
Since when has there been four questions unless a tiebreaker is necessary?
Quite often do four questions.
You're all right, out of your mind.
No, that's okay. I accept the ruling.
He cannot handle it. His brain is broken.
Let's take him to see the big boss.
No.
His job's on the line.
I accept the ruling. I just asked a question. Jeepers creepers, you guys. Jump straight in the boat, down me throat, the whole lot.
Nah. You're terrible, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
As we were trying to play Guess the Year before, there was a lot of that going on, wasn't there, Tommy?
Yeah, there was, yeah.
There was giggling. There was muffled laughter. There was snorting, which we love a good Loggy snort. Mm. But there was a reason for that. And the reason for that was we do have a TV in our studio here that is often on the news and things like that, just so we can stay up to date with what's happening. Nothing to do with – we never get to play NBA or NFL on there. Loggy won't let us. We have to
It's hard enough to keep you both focused in the 3 hours.
Sometimes we do have NBA on there when it's possible.
Yeah, we need to do more of it. What came up was a story.
Shut up.
Was a story that involved a recent deal between America, the UK, and Australia around some submarines.
That's right.
You know the deal I'm talking about, Tommy. It is often shortened, abbreviated down to the letters AUK.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Now, Log, you looked at that screen and you said something about referring to that particular story. Do you want to tell our wonderful listeners what you said?
Sometimes when I see a word that I don't know what it is, I have to say it out loud phonetically to try.
Just so you know, it's 3 years old. It's been floating around.
Yes.
Talked about.
I know what it is. I know what it is, but I've never seen it in the written word. So I have, in the written word, in my head, it's spelt different.
Oh, okay.
So we're
like, you're like a fish, orcas.
O-R-K-U-S, right? Orcas.
Why would it be called that?
Why wouldn't it be called that? So I've looked at... And
so it's not even like orca, the word.
Arcus. I'm looking at A-U-K-U-S and I've gone, Arcus?
As in you've got a rotten Arcus.
And you kept saying it.
Arcus.
And I thought, you cannot be referring to what I think is up on the screen right now and that you must be working on a different story over there.
Arcus. No, but I always thought in my brain, I'd never seen written like that, A-U-K-U-S. I've only seen it written in my brain as Orcus, like an orca, O-U-K-U-S. Yes, because I put the K in there to be like, jazz it up, instead of the C.
Right off, mate. You're right off.
What do we do, Tommy? Well, how do we...
Mate, okay, what do you mean, what do we do? This is literally every day. We do the same thing we do every day.
Oh, no, but this is a whole new level.
We try to take over the world.
I didn't...
How many years have you had to work with her?
Like five. Just
five
ticked over
years.
5 years on this show together.
Of course. Oh.
Stop saying it like that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy's I Feel Seen on K-Rock and Action.
That time of the week. We get to go to the theatre for free. But do we pay with our brains? Yes, the cost is high, but the reward is also very good.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm not the one acting today.
Clearly.
I'm me. I'm
Thank
logging.
God.
But the two actors are in the room, although someone else has pulled up a microphone, which makes me think you may have employed someone else.
That's right, we have. We've got Gus, who is our new promo team member and is sitting in with us this morning. Welcome, Gus.
Thanks, guys.
We've given Gus a challenge because this is a three-person scene in the movie. So we've just at the last second said, hey, Gus, by the way, you're involved.
You're involved.
All right, beautiful.
Bring that microphone in nice and close to your face there, mate, because you're leading us off in this scene.
Oh, wow. Okay. You can do it, Gus. So Gus, Tom and Lingy are going to put out and act out a scene from a movie. It is my task to then guess what the movie is. At the end, you will say, and scene. So that we all know that you finish acting and you're back to your normal selves. It's all thanks to Stan. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Are we ready?
I think we're ready. Ready. You okay, Gus?
Ready to go.
Okay.
You barely look scared.
Lead us off, mate.
Did she build you?
Yeah. Why?
Do you know where she is?
Fascinating.
Yeah. Why?
Do you think you could show us the way?
Yeah. Why?
How does this work?
Stop it, Sven. I'm trying to focus here. Yeah, why?
I'll tell you why. We need her to bring back Summer.
Summer. Oh, I don't know why, but I've always loved the idea of summer and sun and all things hot.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope.
And insane.
Bravo, all. Bravo. I have no idea.
Really?
Heat, summer, why wouldn't that thing have good experience with heat and summer?
I keep thinking of that trash from Toy Story. It sounds like you were, because you say,
Forky.
Forky.
That time you were Forky.
What's something that might melt in summer?
Sven. The name Sven, that ringing any bells?
Oh, is it Frozen?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Why are you sounding like that, though?
What do you mean?
Why? Why?
Because I'm Olaf.
The snowman. You know, snowman.
Why? But I've always loved the idea of summer and sun and all things hot.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope.
Oh, you did very well, Tom. I'm the moron.
And I was clearly a perfect Kristoff.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, Gus. Anna.
Thank you. Well done. Sorry, Gus, I couldn't give you the big finish there. But look, it was.
No, we got there with it.
Yeah, no, we did. Well, you know, I got it. I got it.
Sometimes the ones that take the longest are the best. You don't want it to be.
It's all thanks.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Stan, I feel seen. Stan, the biggest line of entertainment is only on Stan. Play again next Wednesday.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So a little bit earlier, I brought up the fact, a little bit of a fun, beautiful story from last night. We were pumped as a family because my youngest Jed played in his indoor soccer grand final at Kick Academy and they won. They had a fantastic win. Great stuff. That's what I was hoping you'd focus in on, Log. But one part of the story in particular got us talking off air, and that was at one stage of the game when a full-blooded kick from the opposition, the ball smashed Jed fair and square in the face and hit him that hard. It was almost like one of those bad action movies, one of those scenes where the body just goes flying backwards when it's hit with something. He got just airborne.
Just ragdolled, essentially.
Yep. And basically, the whole crowd that was there, lots of parents and siblings and grandparents, my mum was there, all that, just all in unison went, ooh. So, we're asking the question, what made the crowd go, ooh?
Ooh. 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 That was a live one.
That was good.
Thanks,
I
mate.
Well done, Tom.
Good get with that one. Yeah, when has something happened to you, to a friend? Maybe you were part of the crowd that got to go, ooh.
Yeah.
Something caused that reaction from everyone who was watching.
Yeah, look, it did happen to me. We were at the pool, the height of summer, Werribee Pool. Like hundreds of people around, and in my head.
Sorry, just Werribee Pool, is that the same one that you can sort of, as you're going down the highway, you can sort of get a waft?
No, it's not. Anyway, and I was on the diving board, and in my brain, I thought, I can do a backwards dive.
Oh,
and I'll be able to just.
Like
lean
a reverse
backwards.
Swan. Yeah. It's not your finest reverse work.
Oh my God. Anyway, and well, the crowd went, ooh, because I reversed. I can't think now.
are we talking a good old-fashioned back whacker?
Yeah, so I thought I would be able to go back and drop in, like a pin drop, but I just went straight on my back and it went crack. And before I went in the water, I heard the whole 100 people go, ooh.
That'd be a...
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Give us a call, 52232955. If it happened to you or you were part of that crowd, what caused the crowd to go, ooh?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Dodsy's given me a little quick update too. She's just texted me and said his Jed woke up and his tooth has fallen out.
Oh, my God.
It was a slightly loose baby tooth anyway.
Oh, thank goodness.
Hang on, you know what that makes us go?
Wait.
Oh, no, another thing.
Sorry.
Okay, ready? That, you know what that makes us go? Ooh.
His response his response this morning was, it just fell out of my mouth when I got up. May have been loosened by the ball hitting him in the face. So
darling.
We're talking about those moments. Did it happen to you or were you part of the crowd? Kylie from Newcombe's on the line. Kyles, what happened?
Okay, so my son, who was three, we had a blow-up pool, and it had, like, a slide on the top and then, like, the pool down the bottom of it. Mm. And he climbed up the top of the slide, and he was only 3 years old, and he's like, he thought he was just such a champion. Yeah. And then he's, like, as he's come down, he's fallen off.
Oh, the side.
And we're, like, off the slide.
Yeah.
And we're, like... Ooh, everyone's just gone, ooh. And then the funny thing was, though, is when he came down, he landed on his head.
Oh, my God.
But he bounced back onto his feet and went, ta-da!
That's
Kylie,
amazing.
Do this with us now.
All
that's...
right.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Good on you, mate.
Kylie.
It's very hard to do through the phone.
It
obviously.
Is. It is indeed. Sad. Roxy from Corio, what's the thing that made you go, ooh?
Oh, well, mine's hitting on ooh to verging on gross.
Okay. Do tell.
So I was at the Studio Exhilaration where I do all my fitness classes, and I was just finishing a trick up when my knee dislocated and just popped out the side. And everyone,
Do it with us now.
All right. I know you can do this with us, Roxy. You ready? Here we go. Yep.
Ooh.
Okay. What I'm noticing is I reckon there's a delay down the line, but you've done a wonderful job, Roxy.
Simone from Leopold is on the line. Sim, when did it happen to you?
So I had just picked up my son at about 1 o'clock in the morning from a nightclub. Come home, thought I'll put the washing out.
You've cut out.
Oh, no.
Simone, come back.
Come back.
Oh, are you there?
Okay.
Yes. Okay, you put the washing out.
Yeah.
I was putting the washing out. I stepped off the veranda and there was a log of wood there that I didn't know. Huh. So I've fallen and I went to get up and my foot was on a right angle and I screamed out to my son. My kids come out and Jai says, "What's happening?" And I said, "I've just broken my leg." And he said, "How do you know?" And then he looked at it and it was on a right angle and he said, "Oh."
Yeah, I feel like I need to lighten the mood here. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Simone.
Oh, mate.
There was a few select words from both of us.
I bet.
And, he yelled out to his sister and said, quick, call the ambulance. Mum's broken a leg and I'd fractured my tib fib and dislocated my ankle.
Oh, my God.
The whole set.
My toes were nearly, turning around and touching my calf.
Oh, my.
Did such a good job of it.
All of that to put the clothes out. On the line at 1 o'clock in the morning.
At 1 o'clock in the morning. I know.
We've lost you.
The moral of the story is don't. I bet you that's what Simone was going to say.
I hope Sim's going okay. But Melissa from Kerr Lewis is with us as well. Melissa,
yes.
What's happened?
I reckon most people in Geelong would be familiar with this location. You know the hill, the really steep one down the playground end of Eastern Beach?
Yes.
How
yes.
it's really steep with all those big spiky trees sticking out of it?
Yeah.
About, I reckon, 3 years ago it would have been. My son would have been about 7. We've gone down. We're going down to the playground. He started running down the hill.
No.
I'm yelling out. I'm going, you know, Joey, come back. Slow down. Bud. No, slow down, slow down. Next minute, bang. Face first, bounces straight off one of the trees.
Oh, hit a tree. Oh,
no. Everyone around. Oh. I was at the point where I went, oh, I forgot to run after him.
Oh, no.
He literally bounced back, but I'm like, no, oh, and then ran down the hill after him, trying not to also bounce off the tree.
Tree, yeah. Oh, my God.
They're definitely one of those...
things that make
you
go.
Ooh.
Okay. Yes. There we go. Melissa was on board.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We've got
April from Leopold as a late bolter. You're live on air. April, good morning. What made you go, ooh?
Well, I don't know how I can top those. They were pretty good.
All right. Well, don't worry about it then.
Mine only happened like half an hour ago.
Okay. Yeah.
I was opening the curtain, turned around, went to walk off, and then hit the corner of the coffee table right in that sweet spot in your knee.
Oh, nasty.
Let's do it all together now.
All right,
now.
You dealt with us, April. That's a thing
that
makes
you
go. Ooh.
Ooh. You're still feeling it.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm still feeling it.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.